sit that way.
We're gonna discuss it.
Hi guys.
Hello.
I'm Sarah. I'm Alicia.
And this is Sinister States.
Oh, it's nice. We did it in unison again. It's nice
to be together. And we don't even have to think about it.
We didn't. We didn't even pause or nothing.
We did good.
So, I was telling Sarah, and then I was like, well, maybe we should talk about it on the podcast. Have you heard about the missing 15-year-old boy with autism from Kentucky, Sebastian Rogers?
No, I don't know.
He apparently went missing in the dead of night.
When?
Recently? Recently, like, there's an Amber Alert out for him right now. And it's kind of weird. I don't know. Like, so it's saying that she went to wake him up on, his mom went to wake him up for school on February 26th and found that his bed was empty and he was nowhere to be found. And they have not found any information on him. The search and rescue dogs have been out there. They can't find anything. They're not, like, picking up his scent anywhere. And I know that they were scaling back the search efforts on him.
Well, yeah, and it's been, what, almost 2 weeks?
Right.
Not to say that they should. I'm just saying, wow, well, it's been 2 weeks.
Apparently, it was, like, yesterday they went into... He was missing from Tennessee, not Kentucky. But they went into Kentucky yesterday searching a landfill.
Oh.
Okay. I'm just gonna listen. I know.
Say what you gotta say. Chris Watts. Anyway.
Think it was the stepdad. I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Yeah. Like, the mom and the stepdad were there.
And the kid was autistic, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, the stepdad seems like a likely suspect because I feel like...
Could be wrong, like, if, but I'm just putting it out there. So it is March 9th at 10:54 a.m., okay? I'm putting my efforts in there now. I'm saying it's the stepdad. Don't sue us.
If it is a stepdad.
Speculation.
I think it is the stepdad. I feel like... He would be a likely suspect.
I'm not naming his name, so it's not like I'm throwing anything out there. I'm just saying that I think it's the stepdad.
Well, I feel like he could be a likely suspect because that's not his actual child.
Right.
And he's autistic.
Well, we don't know what level. Missing in the dead of night.
Yeah, we don't know what level. We don't know if there was contention in the household over the stepdad and the mom and the boy. Like, we don't know.
We don't know a lot about it, but I'm just tossing what I've seen out there.
Well, if anybody knows what's going on with the kiddo, you said his name is Sebastian?
Mm-hmm. Sebastian Rogers.
Sebastian Rogers. That's a cool name.
He's a little cutie pie. Look at him. Is he not adorable?
Oh, buddy.
He reminds me of Ethan so much. That's one. Like, he's adorable.
What a sweet.
And you can tell, like, you can tell by looking at him that he's, like, on the spectrum, like,
he has a Star Wars shirt on.
Oh, he does. I have a Star Wars shirt on, too.
Yeah, cute. I like his glasses.
He's cute as he can be. But apparently, it was saying that, like, when they went to the landfill yesterday, they didn't find any information, which I'm like, thank you, Jesus. But it's, you know, just a little alert out there that, you know, this little fella is missing. If you know anything about him, please share. It's sad, but I feel like there's gonna be some kind of parental thing involved in his disappearance. Unfortunately, I feel like he's probably
That's
been
so sad.
Since March or February 26th. I mean, that's a good bit at this point.
Yeah, it'll be 2 weeks on
Monday. You can't survive out in the wild on your own that long,
especially somebody with some sort of disability that may not perceive the world like we do.
Right.
Like, he, yeah. And I think it's also very unlikely that he would have wandered away.
Right.
Like, oh, I just decided to, like, run away from home. I just don't see that.
No.
I don't know what makes me believe that. Because some kids do run away. But yeah, I just don't feel that for him for whatever reason.
So, and I don't know if, I mean, I'm assuming most people know this. But a lot of people, maybe some people don't. So, I mean, I worked at a sheriff's office for a minute, but I don't know if you know this, but a lot of times, like, if you have an elderly person that disappears or a, like, who has a mental impairment, such as Alzheimer's, things like of that nature, or if you have children who or even adult children who have autism, who are on the spectrum, a lot of times they're drawn to water. If you did not know that
I
is like
didn't
a
know that.
proven fact that a lot of times they are drawn to water. And so a lot of times if you have people with autism, things like that have gone missing, a lot of times if their bodies turn up, it's normally around water.
I did not know that.
Because a lot of times they're drawn to water for some reason.
My dog is drawn to water.
Yeah.
He loves
So,
water.
a lot of times kids, and even small kids, they love water. So,
Yeah, I
it's
don't
funny.
understand the obsession. But good to know. I did not know that. That's something that I learned.
Yes.
That's brand new to me.
Well, we learned something today, guys. I hope I taught you something.
Yeah, thank you. And if anybody has any information on Sebastian Rogers out of Tennessee, missing 14-year-old, 15-year-old
15.
boy,
Yeah.
please help. I mean, I don't know any other way to spin it. Just help. But yeah, so this week on today's episode, we are going to be in Rhode Island, which is tiny. Just like my case. My case is very short, like disgustingly short. I'm so sorry. Rhode Island is not a big state, and I feel like I had a hard time finding a case. For whatever reason. Maybe I just didn't look that well or in the wrong places, but I always find myself falling down the rabbit hole when I think I find a case and I realize that nobody but that like murderer is from that state.
Murderer.
Murderer. So like for example, like I'll look for like true crime in Rhode Island and it'll give me like this case and like many autistic individuals are drawn to
Like,
water.
it's
Some are
actually like
unable
on
to
the internet.
understand the dangers associated with it. Tragically, the leading cause of death among autistic people who wander is drowning.
See?
Wow.
Yep.
I wonder what it is because like
It says that they're attracted to like the serene nature. If you think about it, like most people who like are autistic, I'm sorry, we're back on this. I'm sorry. Most people who are autistic, you know, they have like aversions to like loud noises and things like that. A lot of it's sensory. And so the water, you can touch it, you can feel it. And a lot of times it feels good on your skin because I know I like being at the in the water. And so, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
So,
Well,
anyway.
it's a legit thing. Alicia did show it to me.
I was like, I want to make sure, like, I want to show that it is an actual factual thing.
Yes.
It's on Autism Speaks.
Well, I believed you, and now we have concrete proof. But anyway, back to my issues in life.
Sorry.
I always find myself finding cases where I'll search for like true crime in Rhode Island, and I'll go through the entire case and I'll realize that it happened in another state, and it's because the murderer themselves was from Rhode Island. And
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not what we're talking about here. So it took me a hot second to find a case. And like I said, it is extremely short. Like
It
this episode might
happens.
only be like 20 minutes.
It's okay. Like, it happens. Like, my Virginia case that's going to be coming out, like, part of it happened in one state, another happened in another state, and then it ends up in a different state. So, I mean, I get it. But the people were from Virginia. So that's why I was like, well, I feel like it happened there. Some of it happened. So, yeah, I get it. It
Well, wait
hops
till y'all
around.
get to my Michigan case, because you'll want me to shut up.
We're gonna
And
duct tape her mouth.
if
I'm just
y'all
kidding.
listen to my Texas case and the murder of Joey Fisher, that was a long one. Michigan's longer. I think Joey Fisher's case was 17 pages. The Michigan case is 34. So it might be a two-parter.
Yeah, we might have to do that in two parts, guys.
But anyway, that's coming up in the
Yeah.
future. That's not right now. Right now we're in Rhode Island. So
Rhode
I'm gonna kick
Island.
us off with our missing person. So this one's actually new, and you mentioned that you had kind of a hard time finding missing people in Rhode Island. Rhode Island is tiny. I
Yeah.
mean, I've never been there, even though I'm from New England area. It's tiny. But this is Charlotte A. Lester. She has been missing relatively new. She's only been missing since May 16th of 2022, so the likelihood that she is out there might be higher. She's missing from Warwick, Rhode Island. Say that three times fast.
Warwick.
Warwick, 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 Warwick,
And just to give you guys a
Warwick.
heads up too, I will say this, I'm sorry to interrupt, but This was from the Center of Missing and Exploited Children, that the Charlie Project did not have this case listed on there, just so you know, because the Charlie Project does older cases. So just so if you guys have any information, missing and exploited children.
Got it. I also enjoy the fact that she is not a child in the slightest. Yeah. So she is missing from Warwick, Rhode Island. Her classification is endangered missing. Her date of birth is June 28th, 1977, so she would be 46 today, and she went missing at 44. She is between 5'5 and 5'7 and 130 pounds. Clothing and jewelry description, so she wore a wig, and she had a medical condition known as alopecia, which is essentially an autoimmune case that causes you to lose your hair. Fun fact, one of my coworkers, I'm still friends with her today, she has alopecia, and she actually enlightened me into the like what it's like and what it's all about, and she's super dope. But yeah, you lose all the hair on your body, like not just your head, all the hair on your body.
Well, and sometimes too, because I had a friend who had alopecia, sometimes it would come in like she had it, and it would come in like hot spots, basically. Ooh. Like she didn't lose all of her hair, like hers wasn't that like that severe at the time that she lost all of her hair, but she'd lose like handfuls of it at a time and in certain like hot spots. Sorry. That's,
no, that was you're a squirrel. Fine. Well, if you didn't know what alopecia was,
now you know.
Congratulations.
You've learned two things this episode so far.
Yes, one. Autism and alopecia. We got autism and autoimmune covered. Any other things we want to cover? No, I'm just kidding. And it's not a dig at you. I didn't mean that as like, let's shut up about A things. It was just oh my gosh, we're doing this. I also have an autoimmune condition.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Oh my gosh, we can compare next episode. Anyway, so the vehicles associated with this case is a red 2006 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck. It has been accounted for, and I'm sure I'll get into that. Distinguishing characteristics aside from the alopecia and a wig, she is a Caucasian female, brown hair, brown eyes. Her natural hair is short and sparse, so she often wears wigs. But if for some reason she's missing and she doesn't have her wigs, she may have short, sparse hair. So just keep that in mind. So details of the disappearance. So Lester was last seen in the 3400 block of Post Road in the vicinity of Arnold's Neck Drive and Staples Drive in Warwick, Rhode Island. At 10 p.m. on May 16th, 2022. I can't say Warwick. Anyway, she has never been heard from again. She disappeared with her dog, a brown poodle named Chloe, and her vehicle, a red 2006 Toyota Tacoma pickup truck. Warwick, you're looking at me funny. Photos of Chloe and the truck are posted with this case summary, so Alicia will post those. A few days after Lester disappeared, Chloe was found abandoned near Belmont Park.
Aww.
That's sad. Lester didn't
kill her, though.
I know. I mean, I hope they didn't kill her mother either, but...
Well, I'm just saying.
At least the doggie's alive.
Like...
Lester was reported missing on May 19th, so 3 days after she initially disappeared. A week after she was last seen, her truck was found in the parking lot of Kent Hospital on the opposite side of town from Belmont Park. Lester left behind three children. She had previously been involved with an older married man. Though they were no longer together by the time she disappeared, he was still supporting her financially, paying for her house and truck, and providing her money for expenses. Her family stated they believed she was murdered, and they consider her to be a murder victim rather than a missing person. The police investigation has focused on a house on Staples Avenue, a residence Lester had been known to frequent. Lester's family stated she was the victim of domestic violence at the hands of the home's owner, a man named Mark Perkins, and that he told two different stories about the last time he saw her. A photo of Perkins is also posted with this case summary, so Alicia will post that as well. In August of 2022, he was charged with assault with intent to commit specified felonies, larceny, vandalism, and disorderly conduct in connection with an incident involving John DePetro, a local radio host. DePetro was charged with trespassing in connection with the incident. DePetro had been outside Perkins' home making a Facebook Live video about Lester's disappearance when Perkins confronted him while pushing a lawnmower and wearing an orange balaclava. DePetro told police that Perkins threatened to kill him and took his cellular phone away from him before going inside the house. Police later found the phone in the house, and as for Lester, her case currently remains unsolved. So that is Charlotte A. Lester out of Warwick, Rhode Island.
I'm just glad it was somebody besides me struggling with the words today.
Warwick. That's
Whoa. Let me see.
Warwick. Warwick. But if you try and say it fast, you can't do it.
Warwick.
Warwick. Shut up.
Well, so I can
Warwick.
say, so my great grandmother, her last name was Warlick. Warlick? Pansy Warlick
Warwick
was her
is
name.
different, but it's
But Warwick.
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 It's the WW
It's
that
the
gets me.
WW tearing you down.
Warwick. So yeah.
You got
So
this.
anyway, into my actual case. So
That
this,
is not in Warwick.
I hope it's not.
Is
It is.
it really?
Yes, I could not remember the city. Well,
Oh.
Rhode Island has like four cities, so I'm just kidding. There's more than that, but
It's tiny.
that is a
Little
main one.
tiny dot.
So this is going to be. Ooh, what you got in the bag? What you got in the snacks?
Couple of
You got
snacks.
snacks in
I
there?
got some snacks.
You
You
got
want
snacks
some?
in there, guys. I don't want any. I just want to see what they are.
Bam.
Ooh, oh, you gave me one of those.
Bam.
Ooh, and
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
she has the Robert Irvine's Fit Crunch peanut butter and jelly bar and the Power Crunch, which these are delicious.
Listen, Robert Irvine, if you're listening, I'm a fan of your Fit Crunch bars. You should sponsor me.
Just her though. I don't like them.
Listen, I could eat these all day.
But then she
Peanut
also
butter
has
jelly
this
time.
Power Crunch
If you want the
Pro.
Power Crunch, you're more than
Girl, it's
welcome.
yours, but they're very delicious.
They
The
are.
strawberry cream one. So this one, if you've never heard of these, if you, I don't even, I'm not even on like a super health kick, but if you wanted something that's less bad for you than like those wafer cookies, this is
The
just
sugar
like that.
wafers, they
Yeah, the
are.
sugar wafers, this is just like this, but it has 20 grams of protein. And I think it's a little bit more delicious because it's not as sickly sweet, but they are very, very, very good.
And they got tons of them, and they even have like, so these are from the protein section in Walmart. But if you go to like the grocery section where they have like the breakfast bars and stuff, they have some that are not as high protein also.
Yeah, so you
They're
can just
like
have them.
12 grams, something like that. But yeah, they have all different flavors. My favorite's the birthday cake, but they took it away.
My favorite is the
It's like,
strawberry
yeah, oh, I like
or the
strawberry.
peanut butter.
I haven't tried the peanut butter one. I've tried
Wait,
the cinnamon.
the salted caramel.
Well, I haven't tried that one either.
That one's really good. Okay,
I don't know.
so back to my
Sorry.
case. No
Sorry.
problem. So this is gonna be the, and I'm just gonna say Notorious, but I don't feel like he's that notorious.
Never heard
Murderer.
of him.
Never heard of him. The Notorious Murderer, Craig Chandler Price. So it's very short, guys. Very
Seriously, I've
short.
never heard
No,
of
I've really never heard of him either until this, but it's very short, guys. I'm so sorry. But I did my best finding something for Rhode Island. But trust me, we go on.
18 minutes into it, girl. You got
And how
this.
much rambling have we done?
We just did a whole spiel for Robert Irvine.
I know.
And
Okay.
per what is that
Power
called?
Crunch.
Power Crunch. So sponsor us, guys.
Yeah, somebody, please. But no, I told y'all, when you get to my Michigan episode, you will wish I would shut up. Anyway, so Craig Chandler Price was born October 11th, 1973, and he is most notoriously known to be an American serial killer who committed his crimes in Warwick, Rhode Island, between the ages of 13 and 15. So he was born in 1973.
So it really did happen in Warwick.
Yeah.
That's wild. And just so you guys know why I say that's wild is because I picked the missing people.
Well, Warwick isn't, I mean, Rhode Island isn't that big. There's got to only be like three or four main cities.
But I'm just saying in general, it's kind of,
Yeah.
I mean, I
I mean, it's
don't
not like California where it's
know. It's
like,
not like we planned it. That's all I'm saying. It's like,
oh,
I think it's
yeah.
weird. We didn't even plan it.
Yeah. So he did commit his murders between the ages of 13 and 15. He was initially arrested in 1989 for four murders committed in his neighborhood of a woman and her two daughters and the murder of another woman. So in 1989 he killed three people and then in 1991 he killed one more person. He also had an existing criminal record for petty theft. So let me go down to these murders. Okay. So Price committed his first murder at the age of 13 in Warwick, Rhode Island on the night of July 27th, 1987. Price broke into a home that was only two houses away from his own, took a knife from the kitchen, and stabbed 27-year-old Rebecca Spencer 58 times. He was 13 years old, and he stabbed this woman 58 times. This little boy had, I'm not saying anything, good, bad, or indifferent, but he had the stamina to wield a knife and stab this woman 58 times.
That takes a lot of energy. Are we sure he did it by himself?
I don't know. That's what it says. And he killed her, obviously.
I would question that.
I would also question that, but 58 times. And then, a little over 2 years later, Price was a 15-year-old freshman in high school when he murdered three other neighbors on September 1st of 1989.
What are you doing? Just picking off the neighbors?
Yes, I guess. Price was high on marijuana and LSD, and he stabbed 39-year-old Joan Heaton 57 times. Her 10-year-old daughter, Jennifer, who witnessed Price stabbing her mother to death in the kitchen, he then stabbed her 62 times, her 10-year-old daughter, and then crushed the skull of Heaton's 7-year-old daughter, Melissa, who also witnessed him stabbing their mother and sister, and stabbed her 30 times. So he crushed her skull and stabbed her 30 times. The stabbings were so brutal that the handles broke off the knives that he used, with the blade staying inside the bodies of the victims, including a knife blade lodged inside the neck of the 10-year-old girl, Jennifer. Please ask.
What?
She gotta put her crunch bar down for this.
So when you're
she has prayer hands out. She's yeah. Like, hello. Like, you know how people sit in church with their palms
yeah.
up? That's how she's sitting.
Like, how did he bring I know they said he used the knife from the one house. I'm assuming he used the knives from their house because I'm just thinking of like a butcher block, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you only have one big knife. Could you imagine what those little babies went through? Because that means he was probably using like a steak knife.
Yeah.
To the extent that he broke the handles mm-hmm. off. That's like why my brain just went whoomp.
Is that not disgusting? And the amount of times that he stabs these people. Like, between the three of them, pull out your calculator real quick, will you?
Oh, we're going to do some mathing. This is glorious.
I could probably add this up in my head, but I don't want to.
We're going to make sure we give you the correct account of numbers.
Yep. So, he stabbed... Are you ready?
57, wasn't it?
He stabbed the mom 57 times. He stabbed the 10-year-old daughter 62 times. And then he stabbed the youngest daughter 30 times.
Okay. 149 stab. Not that much energy. He didn't do it himself.
And even if he did do it himself, what sort of rage? I know it says that he was high on marijuana and LSD at 15, but still, what sort? I've never done LSD. We don't speak about marijuana, but I don't know what sort of
stamina. I've never done any of it, guys.
I'll just be the first to admit I've tried marijuana. I've tried it.
I'm just saying once. In general, I've never done anything because I was always terrified my mom would beat the brakes off of me if I tried anything. So I didn't do it because I knew she would give me to Jesus.
I only tried marijuana, smoking it once. CBD gummies and stuff, different story. But smoking marijuana, I've only ever tried one time. And it didn't do anything for me. And I had no interest in trying anything else. So anyway, but as for LSD, I've never done that. No. If my dad was alive, I could call him right now and ask him. But
I don't have to tell. It's a wild ride.
My dad did every drug in the book. But I don't know what sort of stamina that gives you. I know marijuana does not give you stamina. It gives you munchies. So I don't know. But the fact that it was, what,
149
stab wounds.
We're just going to say 150. Yeah. We might as well round up.
Yeah, I have no idea. And that was just for them. And then he stabbed Rebecca Spencer 2 years earlier 58 times. So anyway, that's insane.
I wonder how long he was there for.
I don't know. At the time, the brutality of the murders was mostly unknown due to Price's sealed records. According to law enforcement officials, are you like pretending to wield a knife just to see what it's like? Listen, I've heard that like people have asked murderers that like murder like that
mm-hmm.
how they do that, because what you're doing, it's the motion, but you have to remember you have to have enough force right. to plunge
and
it
that's
in
what I'm saying.
And pull it out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just like, I work out every day and like pretty much, and I'm like, I'm just trying to see, like, just in general, I've done that like 30 times and my arm is already like burning. I'm like, Like, you got to have the energy to go in and then pull it back out. And then in and then back out.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm just like, how in the...
No.
At 13, I feel like maybe there was somebody else involved and he's just not a narc.
I have no idea. But, so according to law enforcement officials, Price had no remorse when confessing to the crimes. And as for the motive, Price himself claimed racism by white people, beginning when he was a young child, was a factor, and that the first time he wanted someone to die was when a group of white adults allegedly shouted racial slurs at him and tried to run him over with their car when he was a young boy. So, yeah. And then...
I feel like that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah.
Because these were all women.
Yep. So he calmly confessed to his crimes after he was discovered. This goes out of order for some reason. I apparently didn't write it correctly. Happened. He was arrested a month before his 16th birthday and was tried and convicted as a minor. By law, this meant that he would be released and his criminal record sealed when he turned 21. And Price bragged that he would make history when he was released. The case led to charges... The case led to changes in state law to allow juveniles to be tried as adults for serious crimes, but these would not be applied retroactively to Price. Rhode Island residents formed the group Citizens Opposed to the Release of Craig Price to lobby for his continued imprisonment due to the brutality of his crimes and the opinion of state psychologists that he was a poor candidate for rehabilitation. However, Price was not released due to a series of crimes he committed behind bars while he was held in the Rhode Island Training School. An officer from the Rhode Island Department of Correction said Price has been booked twice for fighting since leaving the adult correctional institutions in Cranston. Price was denied parole in March of 2009, and his release date was set for May of 2020. In 2004, he was transferred from Rhode Island to Florida to serve his time due to his violent tendencies. In Florida, on July 29th, 2009, Craig was involved in a prison fight with another inmate. While trying to break up the fight, one of the correctional officers was stabbed in the finger by a handmade shiv in Price's possession. In the wake of the prison fight, Price was transferred to another facility. On April 4th, 2017, Price was accused of stabbing fellow inmate Joshua Davis at the Sewanee Correctional Institute in Live Oak, Florida, with a 5-inch homemade knife. On January 18th, 2019, he was sentenced to 25 additional years for that crime. Yep. So, on top of that, he was also charged with additional crimes, including criminal contempt for refusing a psychological evaluation, extortion for threatening a corrections officer, assault, and violation of probation for fights while in prison. Craig Price is currently the youngest serial killer in U.S. history.
How did I not come across him?
I don't know. I didn't come across your case when I was looking them up either. But yeah, and like I said, it's very short, but that is...
Well, I'm just saying, where I was doing killer kids, how did I not come across this guy?
Oh, I don't know. Because his records clearly are not sealed. Right? But yeah, and he looks like a bad dude. Hang on.
Sounds like a real piece of work.
What I needed. Not what I needed. I'll show you a picture.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, he just looks...
He reminds me of Debo.
Debo Samuel? Or Debo, what's his name? But...
Friday!
But yeah, no. And this is what he looks like. So, like you said, very short, but very angry.
I wonder what, like... I know he said that it had to do with, like, the racism thing. Like, but I just... Like, how can you...
My thing is the kids. Like, if that mom did something and he was angry, I'm not justifying his actions by any means, but I could understand if, like, racist adults exist. But I bet you that those two little girls, 10 and 7, never did a thing to him.
Right.
They probably didn't even know him. They may have seen him in the neighborhood. I mean, they were neighbors, but I can't imagine a 10 and a 7-year-old did anything to him. I think he just murdered them because they witnessed him murdering their mother.
I don't know.
And that's not a racially driven thing.
I just wonder if there was something, some type of sexual gratification in it.
I mean, to be that vulgar and to be that, like, gruesome with it, there has to be something. Like, you could be angry.
All of his victims were female. There was no males.
And white.
And white. So that's definitely, like, an MO is the type, and...
He probably just wanted to feel powerful. against white
well,
women.
I mean,
I'm
and
sorry.
let's be honest, but he, it's all, it almost makes me wonder if it's not like a, because I mean, he said it was racially motivated. It's almost like it was a slap into the face of white men in general. I can take your women and your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but.
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was really gruesome and heinous. And I was going to change it just because it is so short. But at the same time, like.
That needed to be talked about. I've never heard of him.
The gruesome nature of the crimes at such a young age.
Right. I was going to say, if they had not stopped him, like, it doesn't say anything about anything being sexual, you know, sexual, but eventually it would have led to more. He would have started raping women as he got, I mean, you got to think 13 to 15, that's when most boys start really hitting that puberty phase. And
it's very clear that he had a lot of issues with white people in general. I believe as a child, he went after white women specifically, but I'm going to assume, and I could be wrong, and it's really, really bad, and I don't mean to sound this way, but Joshua Davis sounds like a white guy name.
Yeah,
that he, like a white dude. That he injured in prison. So I feel like he just has a problem with white people in general. This is not a racially debated case or anything. I'm not debating anybody. I don't care what your stance is. He even said it was racially motivated. I'm just going to be
honest with you, 1,000%. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Anybody can be racist.
Anybody
it
can
doesn't
be
matter if you're white, African-American, Hispanic, Native American, whatever. You have people who are racist in all races. I don't care. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's a fact that everybody, regardless of your skin color, out there, somebody of a different skin tone than you dislikes you based on your skin color, regardless of who you are.
Oh, yeah.
And then there are people out there who dislike you based on your gender, whether you're male or female. Or a gender that you may choose.
Yeah.
Because I know there are some people who want to choose their gender. And then there are some people who want to be cats and dogs. And
I identify as a problem. So.
Right. And so, you know, but people out there, everybody at some point in your life, I don't care whether you're small, big, you know what I'm saying?
Short, like, tall.
Short, tall. Everybody, somebody out there is judging you. Based on, so I feel like everybody at some point is profiled.
But we should also remember the flip side of that. For those that might sound very sad about, there's always somebody out there that idolizes you, whether it's how tall you are, how skinny you are, how big you are. You know, you are somebody's image of their ideal, either personality, body type. Right. You know, work ethic, you are always something, you are still somebody that somebody idolizes in some way, shape, or form. So don't ever think that, like, yes, people are judging you, because they do, but people also judge you from the flip side too. And I have a hard time remembering that. Like, people have told me that, like, oh, I wish I had your, you know, work ethic, or I wish I had your drive, or
I wish I had your ability to pull off the hair colors you do.
Thank you. A lot of people
you that all the time.
And like, there's people,
I want your hair color so bad, but I would look a total fool.
No, you wouldn't. It takes a second to get used to, but everybody would get used to it. And it's just, it's one of those things that it just comes with time, but I think everybody can do it. But yeah, I try to remind myself of that too. While there are people out here that don't like me for whatever, they don't like you for whatever, there's people out there that would give their left foot to be just like you.
Right. And that's true. Like, that's the thing. Like, we just have to remember, like, there are people who don't like us. And you know what? It's okay. If people don't like you,
it might hurt, but it's just not meant to be for you. I mean, there's people that I want to be friends with, closer to, that it just isn't possible for one way or another. We lead different lives. We run in different circles, you know.
Yeah. Happens all the time.
But we can be acquaintances. Like, that's fine. But yeah, there's always going to be people that don't like you. And yeah, anyway, as we go on a tangent, but that is Craig Chandler Price.
Thank you for bringing us.
He's still behind bars and still alive. So yay for that. We're safe. Everybody is safe from him.
And from the track record that he has, it's only a matter of time before he shanks somebody else. So he's going to die in there.
Oh, 100%. Well, anyway, thank you guys for listening. Sorry it's not super in-depth, but hopefully that was fascinating for you and sad. But any words for the fans?
Lock your doors, and maybe you might need to hide your...
Hide your kids, hide your wife?
Had your kids, had your wife, had your knife blocks.
Because they killing everybody out here. But
Yes, he
yes.
killing everybody. He don't care who you are, what you did. He's taking you all out.
Well, feel free to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and follow our, well,
You
subscribe to
can
our
join our
Patreon.
Patreon.
And yeah, and if you don't want to join our Patreon, but you like us, please share with your friends. And yeah, we would
And
really
apparently
love.
you can go on Patreon and listen to like snippets of our stuff. I
I
didn't
think we
know.
have to post it.
Oh, I don't know. I thought you could.
We
I
get
thought they.
emails of it. It says that your snippet is ready.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
We'll
Anyway,
find out. We can do
if
some
that interests you,
snippets.
then great. Otherwise, as we always say, there's probably something sinister right in your own backyard.
Dun dun dun.